Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. Last night was the NBA draft. B-Mitch played good golf yesterday. I drove to Alexandria this morning. Hello, everyone.
What's up, brother? I got one thing to ask.
Oh, let's go.
One thing to ask. I'm going to kick it off.
B's coming in hot. I can feel it.
I despise fake hype. Okay?
Okay.
Last night, Cooper Flagg was drafted number one.
Yes.
Let me ask you one question. Who the hell didn't know that was going to happen? So all these breaking news, it wasn't breaking news. We've been knowing that since they got the damn first pick. So we got to get over that a little bit sometimes.
How about, I noticed it more, even worse, what I thought was even worse. Game 7, Halabucket shreds his Achilles.
Uh-huh.
We all saw it.
Yeah.
The next day and 2 days later, breaking news, Tyrese Halliburton tore his Achilles. Like,
listen,
it happened. We saw it.
Listen, just like, you can't say everybody is great, everybody is fantastic. Let's stop making everything breaking news, because it's not. Cooper Flagg was going to Dallas the moment that Dallas got the number one pick.
He was going to whoever got number one.
We all knew that.
Right.
Let's get over that breaking. Listen, if they had, let's say in the NFL draft, if Shedeur Sanders had gone number one, that was breaking news.
Yeah.
Okay? But don't tell me breaking news when I already know he was going there. They already probably had a contract figured out and done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let's get over that. I'm not talking about just people. I'm talking about major news outlets. That is not breaking news, dog.
Now, one thing that's different, like if you get updates from like, pick the outlet, the Wall Street Journal, right? Maybe to the people that don't really pay attention to sports.
These are all sports people. And I'm just trying not to say the names because I like people that work for the places and all that.
Okay.
So what I'm going to say, if you were one of the entities who put out breaking news when Cooper Flagg was drafted, don't do that ish again because it's the dumbest thing in the world.
Be getting started on a Bleep You Thursday.
God. I saw that. I'm like, what? So you see breaking news, you go for it.
Right.
I'm like, what?
The draft really had zero surprises until maybe, I think it's a marginal surprise, but when Ace Bailey went 5th, right? Because some people thought Trey Johnson would go 5th. But it to go Flag, Harper, Edgecombe, Knipple was what every mock draft I ever saw that wasn't just trying to content farm, engagement farm, that's what they all said.
What I loved about it is, Ace Bailey, everyone was knocking him because he didn't work out this, that, and the other. Utah said, to hell with all of that. This kid, he is probably the best athlete in the whole damn draft, to be honest with you. He's a playmaker. He's a shot maker. He hits the most difficult shots out there. So he could end up being as good as any out there. But other people start worrying about the little things that people outside of the sport worry about. If he can play, he can play. And the young lady, I forgot her name, was on the set last night with Big Kendrick and all them.
Dude,
she said that
was some bad coverage.
Well, bad coverage, but this was a great point. She said, you've seen this guy play all this time, and you're going to make your decision based off if you go hang out with them for 1 hour, doing a workout or if you talk to him for 2 minutes? She said, it makes no sense. If you've seen this guy for these years playing and he's been that guy that you think he is, why change your mind off of a non-workout?
Yeah.
It makes no sense to me.
Here's where I'm at with Ace Bailey. I wasn't sure about him. And then I kind of talked myself into him over the last 3-4 days because I thought the Wiz were going to get him.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's out of my mind, and I'm all in on Trey Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in on Trey Johnson. But the thing about it is he was out of your mind because there were report after report. He won't work out with this. He won't do this. People, like, they find somebody every year to mess with.
You know where honestly, I don't care. I listened to an interview with his college coach, the Rutgers coach, and he's like, this kid played hard every night. Just watch the
He played both ends of the court.
B, you know my rule with the NFL draft, which I know the process far more familiar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, whatever I thought at the end of the college football season is what I remind myself of the week leading up to the draft. Because everything that happens in between is just noise.
Yeah.
And with basketball, I kind of try to operate in a similar vein. But my question with Bailey and Harper to some capacity, you got two top five picks and you went under 500 and missed the tournament.
Hmm?
70 teams make the tournament.
Yeah.
Like, to me,
I had to question one of them. You got
to
be two top five picks, but you got
70 teams.
But you have nothing else.
They lost to Kennesaw State.
Yeah.
That was my question.
But see, the thing about basketball is individuality is what goes. And if you can ball individually, you're great for basketball. I just think that, you know, I try my best not to allow some mindsets to affect what I know. What I know about sports, what I know about people. And I see a lot of times we get these people want to write stuff and want to have these narratives about things when it really makes no sense. And when you talk to people inside the sport and people that are around basketball, they lose their mind over certain people. So when I heard some basketball guys discussing Ace Bailey, I stopped listening to what the newspaper were writing.
Well, here's where I'm at. I no longer care about East Baylor.
Hey.
Good luck in Utah, dog. I'm all in on Trey Johnson.
He's going to Utah. He got a good coach. He's going to be around some people that work their butts off. He may end up being one of the best. We'll find out.
Godspeed. Good luck. Here's what I read last night and this morning that I'm in on.
Jeff, you know what I care about? I care about this stream as much as I care about what you just said in my ear. Come on. Let's keep moving.
I read this morning from David Aldridge.
Uh-huh.
I consider David Aldridge as A-plus as it gets as far as sports reporting and then like triple A-plus when it comes to the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
The Wizards got gut punched. The Wizards got punched in the gut in the lottery last month. Wednesday's first round brought at least some solace with the best shooter available in the draft,
mm-hmm.
Texas freshman Trey Johnson at 6. Any team could use a scorer like him.
Yep.
In.
And I like him because he's a pure shooter. And I also like the fact that the man said, you know, it's hot out there. I'm wearing some shorts with my damn suit.
That was something.
that was new.
But
that
you know what? New. I'm an optimist. I'm in on
I'm
Trey
with
Johnson.
It. I'm with it.
He's different, and that's great.
You know what? I think it would have looked a little more stylish if the socks were actually black.
Hey, yo, White Bryant had a great point yesterday.
White Bryant called Trey Johnson pick, and he called him being rookie of the year.
Yeah.
So,
shout out
to White Bryant.
We'll find out about that.
Like, he couldn't come to work today. Clearly, the meth got him. But
now he went back to Vermont.
To where?
Vermont.
That seems like a good place
for
White Bryant.
The dude is from Philadelphia, right?
Bro, we don't know where he's from. We don't know what team he's
in Vermont.
The hell is he doing in Vermont?
Would you be shocked if Rose is just a myth? Like, he's not actually married.
Oh, what was the man Ty Tao?
Yeah, dude.
Then he could be lying to us.
Yo, if White Bryant lived in a storage pod, would you be shocked?
Nope.
Like if his whole life was a lie.
No, if he was like, what was it in Atlanta when people were standing in the back of those
the U-Haul
trucks and stuff.
White Bryant
did travels all over the place.
A lot of us got sucked into the Ace Bailey noise. Neil Greenberg was with us yesterday. He said everybody says he's going to fall, probably means he goes top five.
Yep.
Greenberg was correct. Greenberg, I
love you, man. Thank you.
The stat I care about above all now.
Huh?
Trey Johnson shot 40% from three.
Yeah.
It's a make-or-miss league in the NBA.
Oh, yeah.
The Wiz needs somebody that can fill it up. What will help Bub is if there's just a sweet shooting guard next to him. I'm in on this. I'm in on this.
Uh-huh.
The only thing that I didn't love, as soon as Ace went at five, pretty much because I had talked myself into Ace. I was like, Trey, go quick. Nothing to see here. Let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
They did it. I'm good. So then they have pick 18. You know who was an absolute assassin during the NCAA tournament?
Who?
Just an absolute killer. Walter Clayton, the kid from Florida.
Yeah. Oh, just, he was.
He yo,
was.
He could not admit, like,
yeah.
And he was like, I don't want to exaggerate too much, but like the way he was able to, if he got like a quarter of an inch, he was pulling up on you.
Uh-huh.
And it was the way he played, and when the Wizards drafted him 18th, I was like, hell yes. I was in. I was like, you know what you can't have enough of? Shooting. Just get more shooters. And then they traded him.
JP, can I say something?
Fire away, Bennett. Have you met Brian, by the way? Because he asked who you were.
Hey, Brian.
What up, Bennett? I'm not in it.
So, I told him you're 23 and have had a girlfriend for 2.5 years.
And that is, yes, that is true.
Okay.
Yeah. So I went to Florida, graduated in 2024.
Terrific.
Covered Walt. So it was just like, it was kind of devastating to see him go, but I understand the move. But you're right, JP. He is a dog.
He was a high school football player that wanted to play basketball. He got football offers, right? But he wanted to play basketball so bad. He ended up at Iona with Patino and then was able to transfer back home to Florida.
When the kid that went...
It doesn't matter. He ain't coming here, but damn, I was fired up for 45 seconds till Shams came on and was like, actually, they're trading that to Utah for a bunch of seconds.
But didn't... What was the kid that... He played basketball, football, and baseball. The kid went 7th, I think.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'll take your word for it. Yeah. There were some names last night I was not familiar with.
Yeah, well, normally in a basketball draft, you're not familiar because they come from other countries most times.
At some point, maybe we just open the phones on this because the coverage was so god-awful. I don't know how much of it you watched, B. Yo, did you hear what ESPN did for the Blazers pick at 11?
Mm-mm.
The Blazers picked a dude named Cedric Coward from Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to a podcast about that kid. That kid is a dog. He's a hard-ass working player. ESPN announced with the 11th pick, the Portland Trail Blazers have selected Colin Cowherd. Like, see if you can track that audio down, Jeff. So then Colin Cowherd.
His name is Cedric Coward?
Yo, and then Cowherd just leans into it, starts making fun of him, starts posting pictures of himself in a Blazers jersey and stuff. I'd also like to see if we could book Drab. The wildest pick of the night, B, was, I think the Blazers, again, drafted this dude from China. Yang Hansen.
Yang Hansen. How tall is Yang?
He's tall. He's big. He's a unit. He was sitting in the crowd, though. He wasn't invited. He was in the crowd and then had to walk down from the crowd to shake Adam Silver's hand. Like, he had to, like, jump over the railing.
But the thing that...
Of which one? Coward? All right. Let's start with... Yo, we're excited about Trey Johnson. I was like... Yeah. That's no. I want her saying Colin Cowherd. All right. Just let me preface what we're about to hear with the Trailblazers selecting a player by the name of Cedric Cowherd. All right, Jeff, hit it.
So the Portland Trailblazers select Colin Cowherd here. This is a young man.
They didn't even say Colin Cowherd. They say Cowherd.
For her to double down and say this is a young man.
I mean, that's...
Well, Colin Cowherd was young at one time.
We were all young at one
that
point.
That is so crazy.
I was really... When they got Johnson, who's the best shooter, according to DA, and he's young and who knows what he can grow into, and then I thought they added Clayton, and I was like, oh, my God, they're just going to shoot the lights out. Mm-hmm. I was all in. Then, Bennett, you said you understand the move. So this guy, Will Riley's a much bigger guard from Illinois, whereas Clayton's kind of small. So the Wiz traded back 3 picks with Utah. That apparently was the guy they wanted anyway. This kid, Will Riley, who's another freshman guard. These guys are all so incredibly mm-hmm. young. You said you liked that move?
Just because aren't we like very crowded with guards already? Like,
yeah, but they drafted another guard.
I thought he was a wing. More of a wing. He's going to play on the wing more.
This Will, I mean, he's 6'8", so he's probably more of a wing, but he's listed as a guard.
These guys are guards these days. They can handle. And that's the thing about moving to the next level.
He's just super young, so maybe you've got something. Honestly, his frame's kind of like Ace Bailey.
A lot of these guys that, like, when you're 6 feet and less and you're a guard in college, get to the pros. That guy's 6'6", 6'7", that play guard.
Oh, yeah.
And they got handles like you. And when you were able to get that little extra room to shoot over the guy that's 6 feet in college, that guy that's 6'6", 6'7", you got to be quick as hell to pass by him. Like Chris Paul. Chris Paul was unbelievable. He'll leave you where you were standing. So that a man from Florida, damn good player. We're gonna see if he could transfer that to the next level because that's where you're gonna figure out.
Shooting usually transfers.
When you came back in the day, Magic was 6'8" and was a guard.
Yeah, I mean
played center and played wherever he needed to play when he needed to play it.
I don't know. The draft was fun. There wasn't a ton of intrigue to it early on.
It was breaking news, though, Jay.
It was kind of just
It was breaking news that they drafted Cooper Flagg.
In the final
one pick.
In the final four, Walter Clayton went for 34 and was 5 of 8 from 3.
Yeah.
I like Clayton. I was excited about that. But whatever. Alas. I do feel good about where the Wiz are going. This dude, Trey Johnson, is a bucket and can just get it done. He averaged 20 a game in the best. I mean, the SEC was clearly the best division, the conference, rather, in basketball. I honestly don't think – I can't imagine anyone's going to call in and be like, oh, they should have taken this guy. Because I had – kind of some questions about. I don't think he could shoot. And after that, it seemed like unless you were going to really roll the dice and take the dude Malawach, I don't think there was another guy to consider.
I'm with that.
I think Johnson was kind of the end of that tier. I think Flagg separated himself and then Harper separated himself and then there were like another 4 dudes and the Wiz were in a advantageous situation to get the 4th one, yeah. Not having to do anything. I mean, Trey Johnson could be, you know, he has a 38-inch vertical.
Hey, man.
His athletic testing at the combine was actually better than Bailey's.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Bailey's a little bit bigger, but I think Trey's still 6'6", right?
About that.
And Bailey was a little shorter than they said at the combine. People expected him to be like 6'10", and he was more like 6'8", with shoes off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited, man. They need someone that can create their own shot and generate offense, and I think that's what Trey Johnson is. Now, if he's that right away,
we'll see.
They got years on their side because this rebuild's going to go till 2030, apparently. What happens first, a new RFK Stadium or the Wizards are done rebuilding?
Ooh. You got to really think about that. You gotta really think about that.
I don't know, man.
Which one you think happened first, Jeff? He don't know. RFK.
I didn't want to say it.
Yo, I got, you know what? I will confirm if I should credit somebody with something or not, but I have a great debate question for us a little later in the program. A great debate question. Mm-hmm. For right now, though, getting everything lined up for the day, our guy C-Mill, Chris Miller from Monumental Sports Network, is going to join us at noon, talk about what he thinks
C-Mill.
The NBA draft. And remember, the NBA is trying to make this a two-night thing now. The second round is tonight.
Nobody watching that.
I'm not sure people, like, it's all international, dude. Like, maybe people will watch it. I can't say I'm going to lock in for round two. Jeff, you locking in for round two?
I'm only locking in for a Wizards pick. I'm going to see what, you know, what pick they have, and then I'm going to look. Because I think they traded one with the Pelicans, so when they pick.
Well, I think.
Anybody got time for that.
Jazz. Yeah.
The trade down last night.
So crazy.
Going from 18 to 21 got him more seconds, but I don't know if it's more seconds in this draft or later drafts. So the Wiz tonight picked 10th, which is 40th, and that might be it as it currently stands.
So the Wiz pick, their pick is going to be traded. I saw this on ESPN last night. Their pick is going to be traded to the Pelicans, whoever they draft there. But then the Utah Jazz have a pick, and whoever they draft, that's going to be traded to the Wizards.
Okay. A couple right. locals got drafted last night. Derek Queen from Maryland was drafted 13th.
Where did Queen go?
Eventually, it's going to be New Orleans. This process is so stupid. So I guess the NBA league year doesn't open till next week. So nothing can
Why do they have their draft before the league year opens?
It's stupid. The Hawks drafted Queen, but he's going to be traded to the Pelicans next week. I got a question for you, B. Mm-hmm. Derek Queen, a little bit of a bigger body, maybe not the most sculpted. Big Easy's a tough. Easy got to Zion,
but tough. I think he was more. He's more dedicated than Zion was. Zion already had that issue.
Yeah,
you know, going there, and they talked a little bit about he could be a little lazy.
Well, and
can't be lazy and eating gumbo.
Well, and DQ's
and jambalaya.
DQ's game isn't necessitated on.
Dan Quinn played basketball.
One of many. Queen's game is not necessitated on extreme athleticism like Zion's
was.
Skill. Like,
he got,
he's a skilled
he got that old
ball
man
hammer.
Game, too. He slows it down on you.
I love it.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And then Thomas Sorber from the Hoyas was drafted 15th overall. Now, I believe he's going to the Thunder, but Miami and the Clippers are also involved. But I believe Sorber is going to the Thunder. So good to see a couple local guys get picked last night as well. Going to be a busy, busy day reacting to the draft, reacting to the incessant commercials during Wizards picks last night. I don't like to get into ESPN bashing. I think by and large, they do a great job. That coverage last night was brutal. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.